from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, there are only two quarterbacks that have a better win percentage in history through their first, I think it's 25 starts or 25 games than Brock Purdy. One of them is Daryl LaMonica.
Okay.
Now, it's also 25 with their first team, so yeah. I'm not sure if it's the beginning of his career. But the other guy is Otto Graham, Automatic Otto.
Man.
From the 1950s with the original Cleveland Browns. That's all there is. There ain't many names up there that can compete with Brock Purdy as far as winning games. And that's why what we're talking about here is, okay, the identity of the Niners, talent, continuity. We've seen a lot of different people chime in with their own suggestions of what this team needs or what the identity has to be to win. I don't know about the identity needing to shift, but to elevate that continuous talent, Goo, I think it does fall squarely on the shoulders of Purdy, not because,
man,
you know, I think like he doesn't have to do it all by himself, but he clearly was able to elevate this offense. He was able to give it a different dynamic, a different flair than we've seen of any quarterback with Kyle Shanahan. And I don't think that he's done improving. That's why I guess I would have the expectation, but I think he's ready for that expectation because he's given me no reason to believe otherwise.
Okay. I love that. And you tell me if I'm being unfair here. The Jimmy Garoppolo era, nobody can strip him of his win-loss record as a 49er starting quarterback. Nobody can say he did not start in a Super Bowl and multiple NFC championship games. I'll leave that there. But I know, because I know ball, we know ball, he processes, the Wi-Fi is quicker and faster than Garoppolo. He's younger than Garoppolo. But what I'm starting to get a little, I got to be careful, Evan, not bothered, but something is starting to flash, or a little red light is, Brock Purdy came into a ready-made system.
Sure.
Trey Lance, we didn't get enough of it. I don't even know why I went there. But I'm wondering, Evan, the fact that Brock Purdy early on got to those same stages as Jimmy, but the result has still been the damn same. Now, you could say, Goo, you just answered your own question. It's a short sample size. Here's year three. Here's year four. Here's year five. But now that you add, I don't want to say you're adding, you're telling me what's on your metric when you look at him in regard to growth and what you'd like to see him do a little more of. Evan, I'm starting to wonder if he's going to get just, overwhelmed with just the football process of it, part of it, and then now the intangibles that you would like to see on display. That's all. Because you guys, we can laugh, but we saw the real Jimmy Garoppolo last year. It wasn't good. And it makes me just like Kyle more with what he did with Garoppolo and what he's done early on with Jimmy. So I say that to say, Evan, nothing's really changed. Nothing's really result-wise at the end of the day. Another lost Super Bowl. Another lost NFC Championship game. Not blaming anybody. Just the results are the same that you had with Jimmy. So how great is Purdy really? I know he's good. I can't rob him of it. But I'm in result guy, and it's the same as the Garoppolo area thus far.
So far, but anybody that watches ball will tell you it's different. I mean, history, if the Niners don't ever win a Super Bowl, this Shanahan era will be remembered for, like, Purdy will be thrown in the group with other guys. But he's clearly going to stand out as number one. And it's because he's just flat out better. Now, the other part you brought up about this, you know, about the system, he fell into a system. That still applies to this season. And in fact, that might still apply to next season. Mm. We're going to find out if he can recreate and sort of shift the system and grab the reins when eventually he gets paid and is not going to have as many weapons alongside him. But that's not a reality he has to deal with today. The reason why I think there is urgency, however, on this season is because in the salary cap era, under a rookie contract, for Purdy, it's a little bit different. Most first-round picks, you have that extra fifth year, and that can kind of extend some things a little bit. But for Purdy, he gets 4 years, his seventh-round pick. Year three is the year where you generally have your best team, that you have your best chance. And that's why I didn't buy the whole, this is the final year last year for the Niners, right, and why I do kind of believe that this might be the last best dance this upcoming season, is because when I look at the quarterbacks around the league that have been paid, I look at their rookie deals. Patrick Mahomes, the first year he won a Super Bowl, 2019, was his third year in the league, third year in his rookie contract. Jared Goff, third year in his rookie contract, was the first year the Rams got to the Super Bowl under McVay. Right. Even Josh Allen, when he's gotten his furthest in the postseason, his third year with Buffalo, that was the Bills' best team when they lost to the Chiefs in the conference championship. Jalen Hurts got to the Super Bowl last year, third year in his rookie deal. Justin Herbert, even his only postseason appearance, and a player that people compare to Birdie a lot, yeah, because of his physical gifts, his best team, his 10-win season, was on the third year of his deal. So the third year of a rookie contract is extremely important because this is the last best group of talent. That system you talk about with Purdy being dropped into, that's going to eventually have to dissipate. And this is the last year, based on the rest of the quarterbacks around the league in this new salary cap era, this is the best team that they've had. This is the year that Purdy will have to maximize, in my opinion, and why I want to believe that at the end of this year, that he is the leader of that group, because I think that can be the difference between the Niners sitting on their couch right now wondering what happened in the Super Bowl last year, mm-hmm, and potentially hoisting the trophy at the end of this season.
Man, that was a lot of great information, great numbers, but I do wonder this, and I asked Steiny this. Evan, are you implying that when they do sit down to pay Brock Purdy, regardless of what happens or transpires this season, that some of the numbers or some of the calculus will boil down to what are you going to be without weaponry? Because it's almost like getting married to somebody, for better or worse, and wondering, well, how is Evan going to look at 50? When you get married, well, you don't know that. You know
no,
what
you
I'm
don't.
Saying? So I'm like, Steiny keeps hammering that point, and you kind of didn't hammer it, but there's no way the Niners are going to say, we're not going to give this guy $60 million because we don't think without receiver A or B, so we got to subtract. Like, how does that work and sound? We like you now, bud, but we're going to lose some things down the way, and we don't know if you can be that guy, so we're going to knock that 60 to 45. Does that make any sense to you? Because you can't, to me, negotiate on something that you're not going to have a concrete answer to.
No, no matter what, the Niners are going to have to probably take the leap of faith.
And I think that's every contract, except like Bosa and all the big, but I think that's every contract this big.
I mean, even if Purdy wins a Super Bowl, I'm sure there'll still be detractors saying, well, once he gets paid, he's not going to be the same guy. Like, and at that point, it won't matter because he has a deal. But you know, the moment you start to give out big dollars, again, it strips away your ability to remain productive at other positions. And because the Niners haven't drafted as well to replenish their talent pool, I don't feel like they're in a spot where, look, they've had to rely on their core. They've had to keep guys in the same place, number one, because they're good, but also number two, because there hasn't been any. If the Niners had a replacement for Trent Williams, I don't think that we would be into this drawn out conversation of, well, Trent needs to get paid. They got to give him this. They got to get it back on the field. If they had a replacement for Brandon Ayuk, they drafted one, but I don't know how good Ricky Pearsall is right now. If they had a productive wide receiver ready to step in, then they might feel comfortable with trading Brandon Ayuk. Again, I think all of that can kind of be softened a bit. You know, if you lose guys, it can be softened a bit if you have a quarterback you believe in. And that's really how teams remain competitive, You know, we talked to Stink on Monday. And again, the Stinkin' Truth original, Odyssey original podcast is where you can find his great content. But he said that, well, the window is open for the Patriots for a long time. That's because they had an all-time head coach and all-time quarterback. Mm. So if you have those things, I would be okay with in a year maybe moving off of Adebo or Ayuk, or, you know, in a couple of years maybe letting Kittle go, doing some things. But because there hasn't been a quarterback in place, I just feel like the Niners, their best path has been to keep things together around the quarterback until ideally we find one. And I think they found one.
Oh, man, I'm right with you. I need to see a lot more, and I'm sure they do too behind the scenes, Evan. But at the end of the day, I cannot hate on the success, the winning that Brock Purdy has displayed. But I do want to just go against something you said in regard to they feel like they don't have anybody to step in for Trent. I'm totally with you. And that's what makes me more – it's more maddening that you're playing around with them. Or are you hooking him up so he doesn't have to come to camp? But you can if you're getting $50K a day, as you mentioned, the fine money. But for Ayuk, I still go back to draft day, Evan. Ricky Pearsall out of Arizona State. Nobody had the Niners taking a wide receiver. I'm just wondering, when Larry Kruger, Andrew Filippone in Pittsburgh from 93.7 The Fan, they may be wrong, but when I hear the trading of one Brandon Ayuk, and he's not at practice, Evan, and I go back as to why was Ricky Pearsall drafted, I guess what I'm saying, partner, on this Payday Friday is I still have on my chessboard the possibility, or my bingo card, of Ayuk being moved. And that's crazy, because it doesn't, to me, make him better if you think a rookie wide receiver could step in and give you Brandon Ayuk. Now, you could say, well, what about Juwan Jennings? It'll be a combo. Okay, good luck with that. I just don't think that would be the right move, and that's why I don't think there's a trade. But what if there is? Because there's no solution yet, E.
But the Niners haven't drafted well enough for me to feel confident that they can just go find a guy. Mm. Now, they've drafted well over the course of, you know, the last 10 years, right? They have a bunch of homegrown talent. I mean, the only few guys that they've brought in that have been the impact players, like, you know, McCaffrey, they traded for.
Williams.
Trent Williams, they went.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And traded for. Yeah, the rest of the guys are relatively homegrown. But the last two drafts, the only impact player that they've taken, it was the final pick in the draft 2 years ago.
Man.
You know, and even 3 years ago, Hufanga was a hit. You could say Banks is a hit because he's a starting caliber lineman. But, you know, they have not been able to replenish their talent pool as quickly as other teams. That's why, again, the continuity is such an integral part of their system, because they just keep running it back. And they've been able to just keep running it back because they haven't had to spend the biggest amount of money at the biggest position. But now they'll eventually be forced to do that. And so Purdy's got to, at least, again, my goal for him by the end of this season would be to become the unequivocal leader of this group. Whereas right now, I feel like that's probably Fred Warner. Like, and I guess I asked the question a little while ago, but I'll answer it. Yeah, who's the leader of the 49ers entering 2024? The leader to me would be Fred Warner.
I'm not mad. I do believe
that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, I do believe on the field, Evan, is Fred. But, and you might laugh, you tell me what you think, all of you. But when I watch the boombox come out and the two guys in front and the guy that's been in front is Deebo Samuel. And when Debo was hurt, along with Trent, he's right behind him, you know, they lost three in a row, Evan. So I don't know where we divide, and I'm not asking you to tell me how you do it, but does that matter to you, the guy that leads or the guys that lead the team out the tunnel when adrenaline and everything is coming to the forefront? Would that supersede or would that qualify for you that maybe it's more than just on the field with the play? It's kind of getting the guys ready in that mindset to just go be Lawrence Taylor crazed dogs.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Purdy, look, it's also difficult for someone like Brock Purdy to step in and just immediately, you know, grab the team by the reins and just say, I'm your guy, right? Number one, he was the 7th round pick. He came in as the 3rd quarterback. Now, he got everyone's attention quickly, but he wasn't given the opportunity until injuries happened at the position. Also, because of the amount of talent and the amount of money that's at other positions, I do think it takes more time for those guys to not, like, they'll believe in him. You know, he's their teammate. They need him to succeed. But to say, all right, like, this is the dude, as opposed to Fred Warner getting the defense ready in the huddle. I don't think Brock Purdy's the rah-rah guy. But like he said to Tim Kawakami, it's been a gradual build. And again, year 3, I think, is a very important year in a rookie deal for a quarterback. It's generally the last time you have your best roster around you. Because after that, you have to make the decision about the quarterback. So either you move on from the quarterback or you move on from the players.
Yeah.
You know, it's either the player or the playmakers. And you kind of have to make that choice, especially with how much quarterbacks are making.
Yeah, and I think you said it yesterday. I'll copy you, Evan. The most important position in sports is the quarterback, to me. Sounds like to you, too. So you know who I'm choosing if it had to come to that. I cannot throw away something that I've drafted and has proven in 2 years that he can play to, you know, get us to the promised land. I'm just not taking that for granted.
Well, in 10 minutes, we're giving a couple listeners the opportunity to choose 2 to 4 teammates to represent in the Hoop It Up 3-on-3 basketball tournament. It's coming back to Thrive City, second year in a row, Sunday, August 11th, from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. We at 95.7 The Game are putting a team together in the tournament, and we're paying, more importantly, for registration. 3 listener teams will get to participate as well. Again, that's 10 minutes away on the other side of the next commercial break at noon. You can also go for more details to hoopitup.com/San Francisco to learn more. But 5 players, 3 on the court, 2 subs. It's a Hoop It Up tournament established and owned by the former Timberwolf and then Boston Celtic champion, Kevin Garnett. If you think he can beat our team again, listen, in 10 minutes, we're giving away 3 spots to the tournament. And if you win, you can field your own 3-on-3 team to take on the competition. 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Infersteiny with Goo. And let's get out to San Francisco. Talk to our guy, David. David, how are you doing on Friday? What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on? Evan filling in. And Goo, what's going on, Philly?
Hey, baby, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I ain't in the city, though. I'm in the Bay. I'm in San Jose right now, just driving on lunch.
Not
here nor there. It's all good.
Yes, sir.
But, yeah, I was talking about the draft. Let's talk about the Niners a little bit. And so I agree with you guys completely. You know how long it took us to find a quarterback? We don't ever give up on that quarterback, man. That is just stupid. I mean, let's not go that route. But you guys hit me a point when on the draft. And, again, it's hard to draft when you're drafting 31st or not even having a first-round pick every year. And there have been some huge misses, you know, Trey Lance being the most obvious one. But I think we're averaging an all-pro a year, you know, since Lynch and Shanahan came in. Now, you know, they're in the 5th round, 3rd round, and I would even put Purdy in there. I know he's not going to beat out Mahomes and, you know, maybe a Josh Allen or whoever else they're going to put over him. But, you know, to us, he's definitely all pro. So I have to give him credit for those drafts. I hear you. They haven't replenished per se, but they are finding these gems, man, and they're going a long way. If you look at who they're hitting on, it's almost an average of all pro a year. Now, we still need someone to come out at 23 this year's, but it's still relatively new. The other point I wanted to make, Goo, I heard you're a baller, man. You're in this basketball. You guys keep saying that KG established and owned, but I didn't Hoop It Up was around just Hoop It Up coming back under Kevin Garnett is why you guys keep saying established.
Yeah, from what I know, he rebranded it. But yep. Yeah, 3-on-3's been around forever and the Olympics. But
well, yeah. Yeah, by the way.
Kevin Garnett. Oh, boy. What do we got? What do we got, Evan?
The 3-on-3 Team USA men's basketball team. What are we doing? What are we doing?
What is going on here?
Fitz, we're trying to figure... And where can I find Fitz?
What I'm talking about is Team USA men's basketball. They play tomorrow. Steve Kerr's led them to a nice little start.
8-15.
He's pissing off a lot of people, apparently, on the team. But the 3-on-3 Team USA... They haven't won a game.
Do we know who they are?
They're 0-3.
Who are they?
It doesn't matter. We invented the game of basketball. You can't go winless.
That's not...
This isn't Olympic, you know, soccer or European football.
At the Olympics?
If
do that at the local Y.
If the USA soccer team can make it out of the group stage, why can't the men's 3-on-3 basketball team do so? Are we that dependent on Jimmer Fredette?
Yeah, wow.
He's been hurt. He went down. We haven't had him. Our women's team seems to be doing okay.
I'm going to be out there the 11th, but 3-on-3 at the... Miss me, Evan.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
I do have some thoughts, by the way, coming up in a little bit.
Lauri Matthews said the same thing he did real quick, Evan, about Niners have been good, so they've been drafting at the back end. But Lauri, Trey Lance, moved up. You know what I mean? That was for you, Lauri. They moved up, and that was a... blunder.
Yeah, but there are also teams that pick at the end of the draft. Like, for example, the Baltimore Ravens last year.
Okay,
they took Zay Flowers. He stepped in and was their best receiver immediately. Two years ago, the Baltimore Ravens took Kyle Hamilton, who was first team All-Pro this year at safety. Tyler Linderbaum, offensive line, in the tail end of the first round. Pro Bowler, first year. So, like, there are teams that also pick towards the end of the draft or that, you know, have later picks that are able to hit on them. They have not. I mean, Isaiah Likely is, you know, a tight end in the fourth round. He plays for the Baltimore Ravens.
But I get what she was saying. But still, the Niners,
they mortgaged a lot of their top picks for a guy that they did not hit on.
Yeah.
And that means they're in a situation where they have not been able to get as many picks. I mean, look at, the Kansas City Chiefs 2 years ago took Trent McDuffie, all pro.
Man, baller.
You know, and I believe that was a pick that they got in for trading Tyreek Hill. You know,
but look at Hufanga. I know he got hurt, but that's bam.
There might have been George Karloftis that they took, but he's got 16 and a half sacks in 2 seasons.
Dib sent us a text. Rick Barry's kid's in the 3-on-3.
Oh, sweet. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, Rick Collins.
Well, I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
But
you want to win.
You want to win something.
I got to catch that. I hadn't caught one yet. I'm going to check it out.
A game. Oh, wait. Sorry. We're not allowed to talk about the Olympics.
And what do they go to?
What?
21? 12?
Not enough, apparently.
Wow. We wouldn't know, huh?
They go to 21.
Okay.
Yeah, they go to 21. Win by two.
Dibbers!
Win by two. Yeah, Dib's going to be coming up later on today with Mark Grandy.
Kruger on their show yesterday. I can't shake it saying he thinks he's going to get traded. Ayuk.
It's just so interesting to me how people read that kind of stuff. And look, we can continue on the other side, but I also do... Look, I think that right now, to me, if I'm thinking about this season for the Niners, I do think there needs to be a little more urgency. And I think that Brock Purdy's positioned well to get them to that position. I think this is a big year for him. I think it's a big year for the Niners.
Yeah.
And I want to see him grab more of that leadership type of role this season. So we got that coming up on the other side, along with your chance to represent in the Hoop It Up 3-on-3 tournament. We're giving away 3 listener team spots. We're paying for your registration. Wow. Listen on the other side with Evan Giddings, In for Mats Diamets, and Daryl the Guru Johnson. That's what's coming up on the game, presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment was also brought to you by Safeway.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.